Last night's listening session was packed with people wearing green pro-rail stickers on their shirts. Their message for the Department of Transportation was clear. Don't let Governor-elect Scott Walker block plans for a high-speed passenger train from Milwaukee through Madison to Minneapolis. But Donna Brown, who leads the high-speed rail initiative for the Department of Transportation, told them Minnesota is now taking the lead in the planning process.
They're looking at the Twin Cities to Milwaukee route going through Wisconsin. Their vision is pretty clear in terms of what they want to do. I cannot speak for the governor-elect. That will happen soon after January 1st.
That prompted train supporter Chris McDowell to ask this question.
Given that the upcoming administration in Wisconsin is essentially wanting to secede, will technically Minnesota have the standing to contract with the railroads in Wisconsin and upgrade the tracks and install the service?
Minnesota legislators are now exploring ways to do just that. But that doesn't address the fears of train opponents like Madison resident Kirsten Lombard. She's not convinced taxpayers can afford a costly train project.
I would ask everybody in this room to think very carefully about any attempt to move forward with this project, because you will not be saving money, you will be adding money on top of what we are already spending.
Still, any decisions on what route this link in the Midwest passenger rail line will take, if it is built, are still at least 2 years off. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.